Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to answer the question, is there too much SaaS?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So this is another infamous episode that's based on a tweet that you made, and that tweet was based on a ton of work and exposure that you've had in this area, I assume. But you recently tweeted something that stood out to me, and it kind of stirred the pot a little bit. A lot of friends, a lot of people that are respected in the SaaS space responded to it in one way or another. So I felt like that's the perfect material to unpack for our listeners. So let me ask you, maybe you tell people a little bit about that tweet and what preceded that, like what made you write about that. And then let's just unpack this question, if there's too much SaaS, and what does that mean for founders out there that are currently building their first SaaS product or running a small SaaS product?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of SaaS. So what I tweeted was this idea that you don't talk to people and they're like, hey, I want more software, you know?
Yeah.
And the reason I tweeted that is because people are building a lot of software right now. There are new sort of products coming into the market all the time in almost every category. And there's people making like very good living building the software too. So the comment was more like, you know, I see a lot of software that's being built, and then, you know, whether it's like no code or things that people are just building really quickly and then kind of considering it a project, and then they end up moving on. And so that's one scenario. Another scenario is I think there's all kinds of bottlenecks in selling today, that selling SaaS that just didn't exist before because there was less SaaS. So we're seeing things like if you're in certain markets, you need a number of features that are parity for the market, which basically means it takes you more effort, more time to build the product you need to build. And you might take it to market and people might have expectations that you were not even expecting until you actually built it and gave it to them. So yeah, there's just a lot going on in the world when it comes to software and SaaS and kind of all aspects of it. So that's kind of where it came from. I've interviewed a ton of people about all the different tools they use and all kinds of different sort of configurations in terms of the interviews, from like understanding why people switch different document apps all the way to general customer development on like things like how many apps you use, how are they bought, stuff like that. So yeah, there's a lot going on in the world. SaaS is just sort of a delivery mechanism for the kind of value that a customer needs. And I think all that stuff can be easily forgotten when you're building, and especially when you start talking to people, because they're not going to tell you they don't want more SaaS, but they're not going to tell you they want more SaaS either. And we're kind of in this weird spot where like a lot of people are just creating more software, adding more features to their software. And yeah, I guess I just wanted to say something about it. So that's what I said. But high level, like there's a lot of SaaS.
There's a lot. And remember that chart that every year was published by some site?
Yeah, the marketing tech one.
Yeah. And it was doubling. It was like 2,000, then 4,000, 8,000, whatever. I think the last one that I saw was like close to 10,000. I don't know if they published a new one this year. But it was like doubling, but the numbers, obviously, you know, the numbers became very, like every category and every vector was like more and more and more and more crowded. And so there was this idea that I remember even us discussing on the podcast of like, you know, it's easier than ever to build a SaaS product, and it's easier than it used to be to get the early traction. But maybe after the first couple of thousand in MRR, maybe it'll start becoming harder than ever to maintain that momentum, just because the moment you get slightly up and running, you're running into so much competition and so many customer expectations that it's really hard to keep up as a super tiny company. Now, this is not the first time that this trend happens in software, where you have this trend to consolidation, like the one tool in the B2B world, the one tool to rule them all, right? We just want to buy one piece of software that just does everything that we need in our business. And then, we know, it was obviously led to these overly bloated products that couldn't do a single thing as uniquely well as people wanted. And then there was this counter trend where all of a sudden we had this like kind of decoupling of a B2B software where for every little thing you would do in some other product that already exists, now there was a tool that allowed you to do it faster, simpler, more elegantly, maybe better. And now we're